The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
After entering a boat, Jesus made a crossing and came to his own town. And there people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." At that, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." Jesus knew what they were thinking and said, "Why do you harbor evil thoughts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He rose and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were struck with awe and glorified God who had given such authority to men. The Gospel of the Lord. So as I mentioned at the beginning of this Mass, we are commemorating today the memorial of Saint Junipero Serra. If you recall, last year he was quite controversial because his statues in San Francisco and also in LA were defaced, vandalized, and torn down. That was a year ago. Well, who is this saint again? He is referred to as the Apostle of California, having founded 9 Catholic missions in the 18th century, which eventually became major centers of California's cities, and his remains are enshrined in the famous Carmel Mission. If you ever find yourself in that part of California, it's a wonderful place to visit. His remains are in there. He worked tirelessly in the evangelization of the Californian natives. He loved and cared for them deeply. And I went back again to the letter of Archbishop Gomez of LA last year when this vandalizing happened. And he gave a wonderful summary of Junipero's pastoral work among the natives. He wrote, "He lived and worked alongside native peoples and spent his whole career defending their humanity and protesting the crimes and indignities committed against them. Among the injustices he struggled against, we find heartbreaking passages in his letters, where he decried the daily sexual abuse of indigenous women by colonial soldiers. For Saint Junipero, the natives were not just powerless victims of colonial brutality. In his letters, he described their gentleness and peaceful dispositions. He celebrated their creativity and knowledge, and he remembers little acts of kindness and generosity. He also learned their languages and their ancient customs and ways. He came not to conquer, but rather he came to be a brother. He once wrote, "We have all come here and remain here for the sole purpose of their well-being and salvation. And I believe everyone realizes we love them." He's also the patron saint of one of the biggest vocation clubs in the world, the Serra Club, which is very much active here in the Archdiocese, even in this part of the local church. And I know that Tom Iyer is very much involved with this. It's the promotion of vocations to the priesthood, but not just to the priesthood, but all the walks of life. Reflecting on the gospel today, as I was praying with the gospel last night, there are a few details that really struck me and made me reflect deeply. The first one was the paralytic was brought to Jesus by some people. Of course, he was paralyzed, so he could not bring himself to Jesus. So there were people who brought him in a stretcher. This is powerful. You know, probably without the help of these people, they will not be able to meet Christ, just like Saint Junipero Serra did. You know, he brought Jesus to the natives. Who brought you to the faith? Just recall, going back, who brought you? And who have you brought to Jesus? Who have you brought to Jesus? Not necessarily someone who's paralyzed. I mean, paralysis is more than just physical paralysis. But especially people who have suffered deeply in their lives and found healing in their encounter with Christ. Who have you brought to Christ? And who brought you to Christ? One thing that also struck me in the gospel today is that when Jesus healed the paralytic, he said, "Rise up, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He said, "Pick up your stretcher." That stretcher was already his identity. He was reduced to that. That was his best friend. That was what he what carried him for so long. And after experiencing this transformative healing from Christ, the stretcher was no longer carrying him. He was carrying his own stretcher. This, my dear friends, what happens when we experience the transformative power and healing of Jesus Christ, of whatever past we had. The disability or whatever weakness we had become a powerful testimony of the power of God in our own lives. You know, when we are healed, we don't just forget our past. We carry them with us, not because we're stuck with them, but rather we can testify that the glory of God is now manifested in me. You know, those things that God have healed in my life, you know, my weaknesses, some of the sins that I've committed in my past, my own transgressions, and all of that, when I look back on how the Lord has transformed my life, they became actually really helpful in my own pastoral ministry. When I'm talking with someone who is suffering with something, I say, I've been there. I don't want to forget my past or the things that I did, but it becomes a tool for me to be more emphatic with a person. It brings me to a deeper level of compassion, of love. You know, sometimes the difficult things that happen in our lives, sometimes we want to forget them, but we can always utilize them as an avenue of grace. We become more compassionate with people. We can use them to give glory to God. Let us always pray that whatever paralysis we have experienced in the past would always serve in the end to give glory to God, because the Lord has transformed us anew. Rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home.